Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey A.
God bless football, Chris Cody.
Aha, God bless football, Greg Cody.
God bless football to us all.
Yes, to the world.
Listen, we have decided here because we are big soccer fans, all of us, every single one of us here, associated with God bless football. But Meadowlark doesn't have enough soccer podcasts covering the World Cup. And now they have one they don't even know about. Okay. So I think there's seven soccer podcasts that Meadowlark has unleashed on our audience. Okay. To cover the World Cup. And now there's an eighth. The eighth one is the one they don't know about, and it's the one I'm assuming that's going to do the best, with all due respect to the other seven podcasts, but this is group eight, okay?
Damn right. And it's the eighth wonder of the world.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
This is the group of death.
Right. Are you saying that because Greg Cody's in this group?
Oh, come on. I was going to say, that hits a little too close to home. Wow, the group of near death. How about that?
It didn't take long for that joke to be made. We're just being good team players. I'm going to tell you something, guys, and you may not believe me. I have set all the clocks in my house to Qatar local time just so that I feel like I am living the true World Cup experience, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Thank you for pronouncing it Qatar. I'm so over all these people who are like, no, technically, it's not pronounced Qatar. It's pronounced Qatar. You know, all these weird.
Dad, you get so offended when anybody mispronounces your last name.
Right.
Okay, but if my last name were Qatar, that's the way Greg Qatar, I would want to be pronounced like that.
Well, if it was Greg Cutter and people called it Greg Qatar, then you'd probably be upset.
Yeah, exactly. Cutter sounds like a boat, like something you'd take out in the ocean. I don't know.
You're right.
All right. Well, you're not going to get that on any of the other podcasts. You will not get that anywhere else. You won't get that on any of the other podcasts here. I'll tell you that much.
All right. God bless football.
Yes. That's right.
I believe there is a Cutter brand of boats, though, Greg.
I think there is. I'm not even, Salt Life and all that, but I know my outdoors.
Chris Cody greeted us this morning trying to figure out, I think, the most basic thing about the World Cup. What was that, Chris?
You got to find out the group of death. I know we're the group of death in this podcast lineup.
Right.
We got to find it in the real World Cup because that's when you have a World Cup conversation, that's where it starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And listen, we've realized that that soccer is very important to the people who run Meadowlark Media, to John Skipper in particular. He takes this sport very, very seriously, and we are company men. And so we have decided here that if this is important to John Skipper, by extension, it is important to all of us here in the group of death. I think that's what I'm going to call the show, the group of death. So we are giving John Skipper something he didn't ask for. He asked for seven. We're giving him an eighth soccer podcast. This is very exciting, Chris.
I mean, when you're trying to decide who the group of death is, you have to look at each unit in the group. Like, you got Grant Wall and Woody at the top of one podcast.
Yeah.
You know, but when you got Greg Cody, Billy Gill, and Stu Gotts.
Yes.
Like, that is just like.
And Chris Cody and Mikey A.
No, I'm just saying, though.
People.
I'm not excluding. I'm just saying, like, you know, you talk about the, you know, I'm just saying that's an elite, that's the group of death.
That's what it there is. You go.
That's
you
right.
Hate when Billy does that to you. He makes you feel bad, and then you get frustrated.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Try apologizing. Not to sell yourself short.
Usually, when you name good teams in the group, you don't name every team. You just name like
starting to feel like the Cameroon in the group of death.
I'm right there with you, Mikey A. I'm just saying, like I'm Cameroon as well. I just you know.
Before
so what
we get
are we
to the
do here today, yeah.
Well, I want to talk to Greg Cody about how he feels. Qatar, is that okay, Greg?
Perfect.
Okay.
It's not.
They have they promised people that they would sell beer at the World Cup. And less than 2 days before this thing is starting, they have gone against their word. And now they are no longer selling any beer product at the World Cup. How do you feel about that? Going back against their word? Like, I can't watch a soccer game without drinking some beers.
You know? Well, you know, as much as I love my beer, I don't know if that ranks among the top 100 reasons why the World Cup should never have been granted to Qatar. But the last I heard, and you may be more updated than I, the last I heard, they were moving the beer stations to remote locations so that technically they were still selling beer to fulfill their contract, but that you had to go out of your way to go get it. Like they were trying to actively discourage people from drinking while technically allowing beer. Is that wrong? I'm serious.
I mean, we'll look it up, but like remote locations, like many miles away, or well, like a different country.
Like that's right. You have to go to Tunisia to get a beer for the Qatar World Cup. And I don't know whether that's traversable or not, or whether you're going to take a plane. My geography's not
I'm
that
looking
good.
That up right now.
Yeah, look that up, because I had heard that technically they're still selling beer, but that they're making it very difficult on people to get it.
Qatar to Tunisia is a quick 6-hour nonstop flight.
There you
little
go.
Jaunts. Yeah.
See, they're making it tough to get a beer, like I told you.
Greg
it's
Cody's
crazy.
The
By the
one
time
guy,
you get back, the match is over.
I think Greg Cody's the one guy that would make that trip for like a beer.
for a beer.
No, if I'm going that way, I got to pack about five beers.
For five beers, I'll take
it. Greg, I think if you go that way, you just stay there and watch it on TV.
Exactly, like the rest of the world. Why do I got to be in Qatar?
Exactly.
Come on, it's 150 Cutter. Degrees. I mean,
I'm not certain where you guys are at. We'll get to the group of death and we'll make our selections here and have some picks. And the Bear, Chris Felica, is going to join us, who knows way too much about soccer. I'm not certain he should even be on this podcast, to be honest with you. Like, he knows names. He pronounces them correctly.
He knows names.
Well, I don't know where Greg and Chris are on this. Billy and I feel like this is it. Like, we have listened to Chris Whittingham and Mike Ryan for years telling us how good USA soccer is. That this is their time, this is their moment, okay? And so Billy and I feel like this is the year they win the World Cup. Greg, where are you in terms of the United States winning the World Cup? Because one of the rules of being a part of God Bless Football is you have to believe the United States. You don't have to believe it, you just have to say it, that the United States is going to win the World Cup.
You know what? I don't think it's unreasonable. I think they definitely can get out of their group. England obviously is really good, but I think the U.S. is better than Wales and Iran. You know, they're a very young team. They're the youngest team in the World Cup. So there's an unknown, you know, are they 4 years away from really making their move, or can they actually shock the world this time? Pulisic, I think, is one of their greatest stars ever, one of the great homegrown stars. But as a young team, I don't know. I think they're probably properly placed in the betting order. You know, a long shot, but a reasonable long shot.
They have a really good midfield. It's the strikers and the forwards that no one's really established themselves as their go-to striker. So, like, Pulisic, the guys in the midfield are going to do fine, I think. It's just, can somebody in this, like, one of these young strikers establish themselves? Because this is a tough group. I know, like, people like to mock Wales and Iran, but this is not an easy group. The USA, I know, like, it's just, you know, Americans want to be like, oh, we're Americans, we should be at the top of this group. But this is going to, like, we better beat Wales in this opening game.
Yeah.
It's a must win. First game for USA.
Must win.
Oh, a must win right out of the gates.
If they want to get out of this group, I'm telling you, a draw against Wales is not a good start for this team.
What day and time is that game? When is that game?
2 p.m. on Monday.
Oh, a little Monday action. That's great. Greg, you'll be glued to that, right? Garage, couple of beers. What do you?
You know what? I'm waffling between dialing in my home crib or actually going and immersing in some ambiance in a bar situation.
Nice.
I'm sort of torn on that.
The United States is plus 10,000 to win the World Cup. So you're saying that seems about right for them, Greg? 10,000. They're in the middle there. They're right.
Yeah, they're mid-pack. And I think that's about right. But I agree that the Wales match is vital because England is the clear favorite in that group. So if you assume a loss to England, they have to beat Wales or else the third match becomes do or die against Iran. So,
right,
you know, if they want to get out of the group, I feel like they can't settle for a draw against Wales. And a loss would be a disaster.
But isn't England always the team that sort of doesn't show up when it matters in the World Cup? Like, I remember they were in England's group last time and they beat him and it was this big deal.
Yeah.
Maybe just England is one of those teams like the Packers who show up in the playoffs and then lose.
Yeah, but they usually get out of the group stage. Like, England is one of those teams that, like, is supposed to be a favorite and kind of blows it usually. Like, you are right about that. But they usually get out of the group. So it's like, you got to assume England's going to get out of the group. So it's like, it's Iran, Wales, and U.S. fighting for that second spot.
I'm surprised you guys are so concerned about Wales because it feels like a cupcake in the first round. Like, it's like an ease your way into the World Cup type game for the United States. It seems like an easy one, you know? It seems like, I don't know, to me, it seems like a team that Alabama would play the first week of a college football season. Wow. Like Austin Peay or something like that.
Yeah, that's what the Miami Hurricanes thought Middle Tennessee State was too, so.
Right. Well, that's a good point. But it's Wales. I mean, we're the United States of America, Greg. We're
playing Wales.
Where is Wales? States.
Isn't Wales like Scandinavian, like in the Norway-Finland realm, or am I way off? Am I Wales off? I have no idea.
Greg, before we started, you were talking about how you thought that the team should have mascots.
Yeah, I really do. The Wales Finns, you know, the Iran... Whatever. I could get myself in trouble.
Yeah. You could have picked any, like, you could have done like
go
American
somewhere
Eagles
besides
or
Iran.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah.
England.
Yeah. The U.S. Eagles. I mean, the English biscuits, you know, the England biscuits. There has to be nicknames. Bring the nicknames to soccer.
Right. Mm. But you want something that's kind of like, you know, associated with the country, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It has to be, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we do this moving forward? Hashtag God bless football. You can tag Stu Gatz and Greg and Chris and Mikey and myself if Twitter's still a thing. Send in your nicknames for all the different countries because Twitter may not exist anymore.
What about the Spain Pain?
Ooh, I like that.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I like that. Yeah.
The Spain Pain.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to necessarily be something that you associate with the country. Rhymes work as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to do this? Do we want
Let's
to look
talk it out a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
You want to talk it out group by group? Like, talk but what are we out. Doing here? Are we taking some flyers to win the entire thing? Do you want to start there?
I think we're just talking it out, right? Let's just go group by group, talk it out, see what we like, see what we don't like. Maybe we place a bet here or there, you know?
Okay.
All right. I don't have the groups in front of me, so you'll have to recite them for me.
Yeah, don't worry.
I have the groups in front of me. If I think me and Chris do.
If group I got them. Just follow along if you'd like, Greg.
If group G is the group of death, group A might be the group of life. That's a bad group.
It's a bad group. Yeah. I mean,
the Netherlands is solid, but outside of that, it's woof.
Right. You want to hop right into group A then, guys?
Yeah.
All right. Group A is Qatar. It's Ecuador. It is Senegal. And Netherlands. Now, how many teams make it out of these groups?
Two.
Okay,
two.
Good.
Yeah, Netherlands is the clear favorite in that group.
It's a round robin, so everyone plays there. Like, there's three. You play all three teams, and then top two teams make it out.
Okay.
There you go.
Greg, you're telling us. Greg, you're going to love this world because I think you're probably the most knowledgeable about this sport of anyone who's in the Zoom right now. Okay.
Well, I do know that the Dutch are like a second tier international power. They're Holland. I still call them Holland occasionally, especially after a few beers. The Dutch are good. They're like England good. You know, they're nobody's pick to win the World Cup, but they're a good team in this group.
Dad, England is a pick this year. I think you're sleeping on England.
Okay. And
I know perennially they're an underachiever, but I think they're one of the favorites. Are they not this year?
Are they, if they're one of the top five favorites, I would be surprised.
They are fourth, Billy just said.
Okay. All right. Good
their fourth England, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that Harry Kane is good.
They're loaded,
guy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, the biscuits are strong.
Netherlands seventh right now.
Okay, really? There you go.
So, I mean, is that the best? Is that the highest rated team in A, Billy? Like, that's a weak group.
Yes, Netherlands is the favorite.
That's
in
the group of life right there.
Well, Senegal is plus 10,000. We're plus 10,000, Chris. They're the same as the United States.
They're probably the team. That's probably the team that makes it out in that group. They're the probably, you know. Yeah, Senegal. That's what I mean. That's where USA. That's what you need to realize. You're Senegal, USA.
But Ecuador is not any good. We don't know if Ecuador is good.
One of these teams, they don't make it a lot. Like, you'd think they'd be better. They don't make, like, I think this might be like their second World Cup or something.
I think Qatar, even with the home pitch advantage, is the definite underdog. And I'm going to go on record as saying I hope Qatar loses three straight matches by a total of 15 goals to one. Because I think the whole world outside of Qatar should be rooting against Qatar. But that's just my opinion.
This is their fourth World Cup. I was wrong. Not two.
Ecuador?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's wait. Who's coming out of this group here? So we're going to agree that the Netherlands and probably Ecuador or Senegal?
I would say Senegal.
Yeah, agreed.
Senegal.
Yeah.
Senegal?
Talking it
Senegal.
Out.
That's why we talk it out. There we go. Look at that. Right. We talked it out.
You're welcome, Senegal. You're welcome.
why should they be thanking you? For
You know, we've infused them with confidence now. They're on the pump. Know, God bless football has minted them as
a bulletin board material.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
All right. We move to the big group, Group B, and that's because we're in it. England, the United States, Iran, and Wales. Okay, so those are the four teams. We all agree England's going to get out of there, right?
Yeah.
And we all agree the United States is getting out of there?
I do.
Well, me and Billy do.
I do.
I'm 100% sure the United States gets out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going USA and Wales.
Yeah, I think England is the team that should be concerned here. Yeah. You're going USA and Wales, huh, Bill?
I'm going with Billy.
Guys, don't sleep on Iran here. This team, they can't score, but they don't let up goals. I think
scoring doesn't matter in soccer.
They can run the football and stop the run.
They're a park the bus kind of team. They want to beat you 1-0. Like, they just want to. They're gonna 1-0. Their goal is to. Yeah, that's good. Good point by Billy. Sorry about that.
1-0.
If I was a betting man, which I am, I would. You know what? I'm with the USA. What am I thinking?
Really?
Iran and
listen. You want to kick a team out of there? Kick England out. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I trust the USA to get the equalizer.
Okay.
Wow.
Believe it, they will win.
LGS. Right. Let's go States. England.
That's right.
And the
Bring
States.
It back, Jack.
So we're going USA and Wales. Greg, you're going England and the States?
England and the States.
Dugatz is writing this down.
I am. I'm going USA and Wales. Me and Billy and Mike are USA, Wales, England. Get the hell out of here.
Okay? Chris Cody wanted Iran also.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
I wanted Ecuador, though.
I'm going to go England, Iran, if you're writing these down.
Okay. Really? I'm going to go.
You hate America.
England, Iran.
It's not who I want. It's not what I want. It's what I think.
And by the way, there was a group called Flock of Seagulls that had a big hit called Iran. I don't know if I'm the only one who remembers that.
Thank you.
He ran so far away.
Yeah, correct. Thank you.
Stugatz, you're going to like this on DraftKings Sportsbook. There's a section in the World Cup that just says USA specials.
Oh, I love that.
Nice. Well earned.
They're feeling what we're feeling, Bill. Like, we're going to win the whole thing.
You want to know some of them? I'll just read you some of them quick if you want. Will a USA player score a hat trick in any game? Plus 4,000.
Wow.
Okay.
No.
What do you mean no?
You bet no, and you're going to win a penny.
Wait, what are the odds there, Bill?
Is that like throughout the whole? That's one game, right, Billy? No, I don't.
Any game?
Yeah, no.
Any game? So they're playing. Hold on.
Knows the big favorite there.
I mean, they play England. Yes. They play Wales. They play Iran. I mean, Wales is that's
just in the first group because they'll
not happening versus Iran. I'm telling you, they parked the bus.
I mean, you really love Iran. They parked the bus.
I'm just telling you, they play defense. Like, they don't let up a lot of goals.
They just try to get it to PKs. Is that what they try to
do?
What does that even mean? They park the bus.
You've never heard that term? That's just
they put all the players in the goal so no one can score.
They pack defensively and they don't try to score. They're just basically all standing in their defensive view, like just clearing the ball. It's like, we don't care about scoring. We just don't want to let you score.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
so you don't mean that right literally. There's not a Greyhound bus parked right in front of the goal.
We'll see.
Okay. Because it seems like that would be against the rules.
What a keeper a Greyhound bus would be.
Plus, it would really tear up the turf. Yeah. Exhaust fumes.
It's parked. It's not moving.
But you got
to
get on.
I know, but just to get there. I mean, a Greyhound bus weighs like 12,000 pounds.
They airlifted it.
Yeah, they airlifted it. Okay, I like that.
Right, to protect the turf. Right. Solve that problem.
I hope I'm right about
it's called integrity.
Defensively.
Wow, Greg.
What, you're not certain? Your confidence is hurting you, wavering.
Greg, a Greyhound bus weighs 35,500 pounds empty and 48,000 pounds with passengers and luggage.
Wow. And you're telling me that's not going to ruin the pitch?
That's going to ruin the pitch.
What if they airlifted in? I mean,
still.
Yeah. Although they sit high off the ground, I feel like you could still score under the bus.
You probably could. You're right about that.
Oh, well, that's a good point, right? Five hole.
Well, exactly, it depends. Right? Like,
yes.
So a bus doesn't wear shorts. So if it's wearing a jersey, it wouldn't be tucked into anything. So it may sag, and that may prevent part underneath. Yeah.
That's right. It is called a kit.
A kit.
A rare time where the bus would be more productive without tires, wheels,
That's true. Yeah. That is true. This is the rare instance.
God bless football, Billy.
We're going to move on to Group C now, or?
Wait, I have someone in the United States getting a hat trick in a game. I'm going to bet yes on that.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you have the USA? Wales. Now, here's one, Stugatz, because this is really going to put your faith in Team USA to the test. Will USA come from behind to win any game? Yes is plus 330. No is minus 550.
There you go. That I could see happening.
I think yes is a good bet.
Stugatz?
You guys have them trailing in any game?
Right? That's exactly the thing.
We're the United States of America. I mean, we don't trail.
How dare anyone else take the lead?
Make it interesting.
This team trails. They do that.
Not in the games that count, Chris. You don't get it. Yeah.
Quick starts. Yeah.
Park the bus.
I see what's happening here.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, do you? You're making Iran to be like the 85 Bears.
Really? He has no idea if Iran is known
that's
for good
defense. That's not true. I do. I'm telling you. I read a thing. I saw one tweet that they're good defensively.
That's all it takes.
Good enough for us, I guess. All right, Group C.
Any more bets there, Bill, or are we good?
There's a lot of bets here. Yeah, we can get to them. This is going to be a long run for this show, so we have time to get to
it. All right. Group C, guys. Argentina, I'm assuming we all agree they're going to advance here. Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and Poland. Those are the four teams in Group C.
I don't know anything about Saudi Arabia or Poland. I know Mexico is like a middle-of-the-road team, or about the same as USA, and Argentina is clearly an above-average team.
So Poland is plus 10,000, same as the United States.
Okay.
Middle of the pack.
Saudi Arabia is plus 50,000. They have the worst odds.
Okay, so it's Argentina is the leader, and it's who's going to get out between Mexico or Poland.
Yeah.
Poland. Yeah, let me check Mexico's odds real quick. Mexico also plus 10,000.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Wow, okay, all right.
That's going to be a big game, that Mexico game against Poland.
I'm rooting for Poland because... USA and Mexico have a big rivalry, so I'm going to go Argentina-Poland. That's what I'm just going with my heart.
Argentina-Poland. Argentina is one of the favorites, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're always
strong. You go with your heart when it's not the USA. You go with your mind when it is USA.
Weird.
I'm going with Argentina and
doesn't
Mexico.
Doesn't make any sense, actually. Yeah.
Greg, you're going Argentina and Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico.
Okay.
So
Billy, really, it matters little because the United States is winning the entire thing. But we have to do this for the sake of...
It's who do we meet in the final? I mean, that's really the
you're
question.
You're exactly right. Who do we beat in the finals? Exactly.
I'll go with Greg.
I'll go with Chris.
Okay. I'll go with Chris.
All right. Well, sorry, Greg, Chris we take? Lost this one.
Is anyone writing all this down?
Dugatz is. Yeah.
We're recording it.
We're documenting it.
That's a good point. So it is a matter of record, just not written record. Okay. Mm.
Wait, Chris, who did you take?
Poland and Argentina.
I went Poland and Argentina.
Okay. Wow, so Mexico is not advancing past the group stage, huh?
In my book, they are.
Mine too, but it doesn't matter,
You're right. All right, we're on the Group D now. God bless football. And that's why Denmark is in the Big D. Denmark is in there. Australia.
They always are. They're always in Group D. It's a thing.
It is, right?
No.
It's odd why Australia is not in Group A. So Group D is France. It's Australia. It's Denmark and Tunisia. Is that, am I saying that right? That's where you can buy the beer?
Yes, exactly. 6 hours away. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. Get some good beer in Tunisia.
I'm going to go with them.
This group has me holding my chin. I don't know. No one else?
I'm doing it. Oh, I'm simpatico.
I wasn't there until you pointed it out.
Yeah. Makes me want to squint.
Group B. Denmark.
It's France and Denmark.
Okay. France and Denmark are overwhelming favorites in this.
Overwhelming favorites.
Oh, France. Yeah, France. Viva la France.
I mean, really, every now and then, Sister Jean pops up, Loyola Chicago, boom.
That's really what I'm thinking is we still haven't run into the 12-5 of this tournament yet, it seems, which I'm wondering when we're going to run into.
You know? I haven't heard a group of death yet either.
A couple of groups to go.
Yeah. I'm going with France and Denmark.
All right, you're going France, Denmark. Chris, where are you going?
I'm just telling you, Billy mentioned the 12-5. The Wales-USA game might be that 12-5. Just got to say it. Just throwing it out there.
What, Wales? Why? Because the Wales is good? Sneaky good?
I'm telling you. Be careful. First game.
We picked Wales to go out. We picked the U.S. and Wales.
I know. I'm just like, you know.
We have the Yales. The Wales advancing. We have them advancing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think, listen, England's out. We have Wales advancing,
Chris picked England and Iran to leave the group because of the bus.
I'm saying the Wales, I think Wales could beat USA, and that would be an equivalent of a 12-5, is what I was saying. Like, yeah.
Well, we're not in that group anymore.
I know, I'm sorry.
Wales? I mean, what do you know about Wales? We don't even know where Wales is. I mean,
I just, you know, I read things.
But we've moved past the Wales.
Yeah, we did. That's right. Billy mentioned 12-5, so I went back.
You're right. Save the whales. Jesus.
Somebody had to say it.
Let's go back to the chin group.
Yeah, it had to be said. What can I tell you?
So we're all rubbing our chins.
Are we all going France, Denmark?
Yeah, why not?
All right. We'll all go France, Denmark. Okay, good. All right. So here we go. We go to Group F here. We have Belgium, Canada, Morocco, and Croatia in Group F.
You skipped Group E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Group B. My bad.
Or E. E's going. What about us?
This is my group of death, by the way. I think this is the best group in the tournament. Yep.
So I know there are two good teams in this group, Costa Rica and Japan. You're making it the group of death because of Germany and Spain?
I think Germany and Spain are the two best groups.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got that one wrong.
But Japan is decent, right, Billy? Like, where are their odds? Where are Costa Rica and Japan's odds?
Costa Rica is tied for the worst odds, and Japan is slightly above it.
Okay. So. I thought Japan was a little better, if I'm being honest. I knew that they were below Germany and Spain, but that's why I thought that was the group of death, because I thought Japan was better. So maybe I'm wrong about the group.
Yeah, and Costa Rica's awful. They're down there with Guatemala.
Japan is plus 25,000. Costa Rica is plus 50,000, tied with Iran and Saudi Arabia.
I nailed that.
Let me go back.
That could be our 12.
Our 12-5?
Yeah.
Who are we putting in?
All right. What's the group again? What are the 14s?
This has to be Spain and Germany. Like, I was wrong. Not group of death. This is clear cut.
Yeah.
All right. So Chris is saying Spain and Germany. Billy and I are looking for a 12-5. And so I don't know if we're going to find it here, Bill, because it seems like these two teams are overwhelming. This is like Kentucky and Duke, you know? Yeah.
Germany could win it all.
Yeah. There you go.
Spain?
I put Spain on that second tier.
Hmm. Okay.
But, you know, with the Dutch and England and some others, I would definitely, it's a two team group, this one for me. It's Germany and Spain waltzing through 3-0.
Let's find our upset elsewhere, Billy. Let's all go Germany, Spain here.
I think Group F, there could be some upsets. I don't know what's going on in this group.
All right. So Group F, again, since I skipped Group B, sorry to Group B, apologies to E. Belgium, Canada, Morocco, and Croatia. Those are the four teams in this group.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, explain why that's interesting.
Well, because in my view, Belgium's pretty good. Like, Belgium has an international track record. I assume they're the favorite in that group.
And the other three are like weird.
But the other three are really weird. I mean, Canada isn't even a consistent power in CONCACAF. Canada is always behind the U.S. and Mexico in their own region of the world. So it's almost a surprise to hear they're there. And the other two teams, I don't think, have ever done much in a World Cup. So this is the weak group to me, because even the strong team, Belgium, is a team that in another group might struggle to get through.
So Croatia is plus 5,000. They have better odds than Mexico, U.S., Poland, Senegal.
Wow.
Canada's plus 15,000. And
Belgium's one of the favorites.
Morocco's plus 20,000.
Right.
Belgium is a favorite in this group at plus 1,600.
I think the fact that Croatia has pretty good odds relative to like the U.S. has everything to do with this group, right? Like if Croatia were in a different group, yeah, their odds might be 10,000. Their odds are good because relative to this group, they have a great chance to advance.
Do we think Canada can take out Croatia to maybe be an upset to advance here? Like that?
That's the question.
Is that I'm taking 12? Morocco.
Do you like Canada?
You going Morocco?
I'm taking Morocco, Bill.
Yeah, Morocco's going to be my 12-5 here.
Okay. You know, are you going Morocco and who? Morocco and Belgium to come out?
Yeah.
Wow. That is just so hard to picture Morocco being in the final 16.
No, but Chris, it's a good point. It's a good pick by Billy because, and that's why he's a soccer expert, when you consider that it's a weak bracket, right? It's a weak group. Why not Morocco?
Yeah.
I mean, I think because in the odds say it, Croatia and Canada are a little better, I think.
I'm going to go with Belgium and the Canucks. I'm going with the big C-A-N. I'm kicking the can down the road into the second round.
I'm going with my dad. I'm going Belgium, Canada.
As am I. Belgium and the Mounties.
Let's go.
I'm going to go Belgium, Croatia, just so one of us can be right. Okay?
Wow. I like it.
Unless Belgium doesn't make it, then we all lose. Yeah.
Then we all lose. But Belgium's a lock. Greg, what would you call Belgium? What would be their team nickname? Waffles?
You knew that.
The Waffles. I like it. I'm not waffling on that either. I think Waffles is a great nickname. Yeah. Thank you.
What about Canada, Croatia? What about them making it out? Just throwing it out there, just talking it out.
Yeah, oh, wow. Getting rid of Belgium, huh?
You know, like my dad said, one of the weaker top seeds in their group. Right.
That is a weak group.
So once you advance past the group stage, I'm just trying to figure out just how weak of a favorite they are in this group. Greg, how many more games do you have to win? It's straight to the quarterfinals? How does that work?
Yeah, the knockout stage is obviously 16 teams. And, so you got to win the round of 16, then the round of 8, and then 4, and then 7.
So 4 to go after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then try and beat the U.S.
Right.
And you got to win 7. It's 7 games total in the entire World Cup, I believe. Yeah. 3 group stages, and then if you win all 4.
Right. It's the perfect tournament.
Wow.
It really is. It seems like, right, it's not, you don't waste your time with the first and second round. And I like the group thing. They should do that in college basketball.
They should, because there's so much drama. You know, like if you're a favorite, like let's say Brazil is in its own category, but like if a team like the U.S. draws in the first match, it's like a big deal, you know, because you only have 3 matches in the group stage.
You're saying if they draw against Wales and then lose against England, that third game becomes, which won't happen, by the way.
They might not. The point is if they draw against Wales, that third game might not, they might not control their own destiny. Wales then will control if, you know what I mean? Like,
I see what
you're confusing saying. If you draw. Like if you win, you have the clear advantage, then you can afford a draw here or there. This first game, I'm telling you, it's so scary.
Right.
And you like Wales. It's weird.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, I'm not scared
either.
For
the record. Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, Chris, they need to feel our confidence back at home. That's what they need. Team USA needs our support. There's so much negativity swirling around this USA soccer program, and what they need is support from Americans back home. And that's what me and Billy are trying to provide, and Mike EA are trying to provide, while you are terrified of Wales.
So you've got team like playing a bunch of podcasts, just like listening to this.
Yeah, I think that. I think that they need to feel like we're in it with them, which again, that's why I switched my clocks. I'm not happy about the fact that it's a 10 o'clock local time start. Little late for a soccer match, but what are we going to do there? But yeah, I'm trying to live my life the way that they're living their life so that they know that we're in it together as a country.
Good.
Let's go States.
Okay.
Let's go States.
He wanted me to say that.
So even though we're recording this in the morning, it's 5:32 p.m. right now.
For me it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. All right, on to Group G. I think. This is a tough group here. Brazil, Serbia, I think, Switzerland and Cameroon. I love Cameroon. I just love saying Cameroon.
Yeah. That's the sneaky dark horse in this group for me. Obviously, Brazil. I think I don't know the odds, Billy, but I would assume they're all like are Switzerland, Serbia, and Cameroon like around where the U.S. is.
Serbia is plus 7,000. Switzerland is the same as the U.S. plus 10,000, and Cameroon is plus 25,000.
Okay, so Cameroon is maybe okay. That so they are a dark horse. They're the underdog.
Yeah, they are. Right.
God, they're good. That's what I mean. But.
But Chris, that's because it's a tough group, and people are the odds makers are saying, "Hey, that's a tough group to get out of." You know,
that's my point. Is like if that group, if Cameroon was in the U.S. group, I feel like their odds would be a lot better. Like,
yeah, for sure.
That is a good. If that's the worst team in your group, that this is why I think people are calling this the group of death. I know I called a terrible group that earlier.
So Greg, the obvious team here is Brazil, right?
Brazil is a given. Okay. Brazil wins all three matches. They're not even contested in this group, but it's a fight for the second. I'm going to go with the Swiss. I'm going to go with Switzerland.
Okay.
What would you call Switzerland's team?
The Army Knives.
Oh, wow. Okay. You wanted cheese, didn't you?
I did.
But Army Knives are not bad. Yeah. He pulled one out.
I'm not big on singular nicknames. That's why I bypass cheese.
But someone on Switzerland should be the Swiss Army Knife. He could do a little bit of everything, right?
You have to have it. Yeah, the guy who plays attacking midfield, a little defense. You know, he's your emergency goalie. He's your Swiss Army Knife.
I'm going to go with Brazil and Cameroon. Like Cameroon. Like what I've seen from them.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. You watched a lot of Cameroon soccer.
Seen some stuff. Seen some clips. I like their wingers.
Done a lot of film study. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a World Cup. What was it like? 12 years ago. Might have been only 8 years ago when Cameroon was like one of these Cinderella teams. When they, if I'm remembering correctly, when they came out of group and really made a run and might have reached the round of eight or something.
Let's see if that's true.
They've had a little bit of a...
Are you fact checking him right now?
Okay. No, I believe that.
I'm going to go Cameroon as well, by the way, while Chris is looking that up. You know, I like Cameroon. I just like saying their name, so I'll go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
it sounds like a nickname, the Cameroons.
Yeah. Yeah.
To Chris's point earlier, I've looked up the group of death and I've found three different people saying three different things. So.
Everyone's got an opinion on the group of death. I mean, it's annoying. Yeah.
Well, how do we define group of death? Because I would define group of death as a group where the third best team is pretty damn good. To me, that's a group of death.
Okay. So your third best team might be like a number two or a number one in another group.
Yeah. If your third best team does not advance and they're the best team to not advance, that's a group of death.
Okay, that seems logical.
Works for me.
Dad, Cameroon, the furthest they made it was they've made the quarterfinals once in 1990.
Okay, that's probably what I'm
thinking
about.
That's a deep run for them.
I said 12 years ago, obviously time flies, but that's what I was thinking of.
They came in seventh.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Who's won it like the last five times, Chris? It's the same four teams in the semifinals every year, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it's Germany's won. I got to look up the last.
Need to look it up because France is winning it this year.
France has won very recently. France might have won 4 years ago.
Right.
France is really good.
Right.
But you're right. It's almost like the World Cup to me is almost like the NBA, where you start off with if you give me five teams that are going to win the NBA title, I'm going to be right most of the time, right? Like in the NBA, it's hardly ever the Cinderella that wins it all, and it's the same with the World Cup.
So France won the last one, and then the other people in the group were Croatia, Belgium, and Russia. Before that, Germany won, and it was Germany, Argentina, the Netherlands, and Brazil. Spain won before that. The Netherlands and Germany was in there with South Africa. Italy won before that with France, Germany. You know what? I botched that one. I've been telling you the host is the fourth team when really I shouldn't be telling you that. Oh, well.
Okay. But it appears to me, just based on what you told me, the United States is due, right?
Yes, the U.S. is due.
They are.
All right, so are we ready to – are we announcing that – are we saying Brazil and Switzerland, Brazil, Cameroon? What are we doing here?
I'll
go Brazil, Cameroon.
Okay, I got Brazil, Swiss.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going with Stu.
Okay.
So that's the last time that the U.S. was on the podium finishing bronze was in 1930. So, two.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, that was a good score.
I remember that.
It was a good year.
They've been building up to this moment for a while. So, I mean.
Right. You remember who won that tournament, Greg? Or?
I would say that might have been the Uruguay year.
It was the Uruguay year.
What? Yeah.
I mean, he was there.
I'm
they were also
you.
The host.
I ain't lying.
You were probably covering it.
I was.
Pull that. Like, what happened there? Did you just guess? Did you pull it?
No, Uruguay very famously won the first two World Cups ever and has not come close since. Wow. Like, Uruguay is now not even a South American power. As a matter of fact, Uruguay did not even make the tournament this year.
They are in it, Dad. They're in Group H.
Are they? You know, I'm thinking of Paraguay. You're right. I'm mixing up my guys.
I was just about to say, does this man know his soccer or what?
Yeah, because Colombia and Paraguay are actually playing a friendly.
Did Paraguay win the first two? Who won the first two?
No, Olympics? Uruguay. Okay. Uruguay.
They did not win the first two. Yeah.
You're quite a guy. They did.
They won two of the first four, it looks like. I see 1930 Uruguay, 34 Italy, 38 Italy, 1950 Uruguay again.
Are you sure you're reading that right?
I mean,
I would have bet big money that Uruguay won the first two World Cups.
You would have lost.
Okay. Okay. You're quite a guy. Uruguay. All right.
There you go.
I'm sorry to derail the show.
No, we're fine. Don't worry.
No, don't you dare stop. It was a long time ago, Greg.
I just love looking down at Group H and seeing Uruguay. My dad's like, they didn't even make the turn. I'm like, what's happening right now?
I mixed them up with Paraguay, which is playing Colombia in a friendly in Fort Lauderdale this coming Saturday.
Listen, let's give them credit for knowing that Uruguay won the first World Cup. That's okay, true. And two of the first four. Thank at
you.
Least.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
You got it.
I still think it's the first two, but you know,
Billy, where are you getting it from? Like the most credible place.
It was FoxSports.com.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's go to the
final.
Why
are you taking that as a victory? He goes, there you go.
Yeah, you know, take them where you can get them.
Group H,
you didn't get one there. You
know, got the opposite of one. All right, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, South Korea, Group H.
That's a bad group.
An interesting one. It's kind of like Group F. Like, if Portugal's the best team in your group, that's not a great group.
Yeah, that's a weak group.
Because outside of Cristiano Ronaldo, Portugal is just known for having Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, they're not that good of a team.
Yeah, and he's not as good as he was 4 years ago, that's for sure.
They're plus 1,400, Portugal, just so you know. That's probably in large part because it's an easy group.
Right. And who are the others? Ghana and who else?
Ghana's plus 15,000. They're with Canada, Ecuador, teams like that.
Yeah.
Who else, Chris?
Uruguay and South Korea.
Uruguay.
They're probably towards the bottom, those two.
Plus 5,000.
Oh, Uruguay, okay.
So Ghana is the second best in that group? Or South Korea got...
I'm looking for South Korea.
I thought it was 1,500. Oh, you said 15,000. Okay.
I'm going to pick Portugal.
Uruguay is plus 5,000.
Right, that's but where's bad. South Korea?
Ghana. I thought Ghana was 15,000.
Oh, South Korea is plus 25,000.
Yeah.
They're with Japan, Cameroon.
The tough one. I'm going to have to do it again, guys. But this is a chinner.
The chin?
Yeah.
I got Portugal and Ghana.
Wow.
Yeah, that feels right to me.
I'm going to go Portugal and Uruguay since, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're due.
They are.
It's 1930.
50, I think. They won the fourth one.
Okay, 1930. Let's figure that out. Are there any Uruguayans still alive who remember who literally remember the 1930 victory? They would be 70, 92.
They'd be going on 100. If they were like 12 years old then, they were born in 20. Right.
Somewhere in Uruguay. 32,
they'd be 90 years old.
Yeah. Well, at least. Yeah, but I bet there are Uruguayans who remember that first World Cup win.
So here's a project.
Let's get one of them on.
Yeah, well,
that's the project for us. For next episode of God Bless Football, let's try to secure the oldest living Uruguayan and hope that they liked sports and they have a good memory and remember the 1930 World Cup.
Right,
right.
And maybe they'll confirm what Greg has been saying all along, that Uruguay won the first two, not two of the first four. Right?
Exactly.
And make Fox Sports feel ridiculous about themselves.
I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
All right, I'm gonna do my own research here for a minute. Pardon me. Continue.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've done it all, yeah.
So we've talked out the group stage here. Are there any games that – what are we betting on the United States-Wales game on Monday? I think that's what people wanted. I'm taking the United States.
Yeah, same.
If it was -4, I'd take the United States. It's a cupcake. They're going to win by 5 goals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to bet against the United States. Like, I'm nervous about the game, but I'm going to go in – I'm going to bet them with you. I'm riding with you. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. And are we doing any future bets, Chris? Like, are you taking any flyers on any of these teams to win the whole? Because Chris Felica, the Bears, is going to join us. He, you might want to listen to him first because he has some great future bets on who to take, like good value.
Yeah, as you can hear, I'm going to rely on Felica. I don't feel that confident in my, you know.
I think I'm also going to take that route of doing whatever Felica tells me to do.
Yeah, well, it's good that we had him on to be informed and give us all this information and then bury him an hour after we decided to go through every single group and make our predictions.
So if you want to get to the good information, you got to just sit through all this.
Just 60 minutes of guys talking it out.
Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed it though. Greg is doing research right now.
No, I can confirm Billy was right. Billy, my apologies to you. Uruguay won the first World Cup ever and has not sniffed it since.
They won the fourth one.
They won the fourth.
No, they didn't. I looked
what
at
website
I,
are you on?
I checked. Hang on. The fourth World Cup was won by Brazil.
Huh.
1930, Uruguay, 34, Italy, 38, France, then the war. They skipped because of the World War II, and then in 1950, Brazil won.
Why is my information so much different than yours?
Are you
Let's get someone, a 90-year-old from Brazil,
to fight a 90-year-old from Uruguay.
Greg, wait, are you sure about this?
Yeah, I'm looking at the list right now.
What website are you on?
It's Wikipedia. I mean...
Okay.
So you have Brazil winning the 1950 World Cup. I have Brazil finishing second in the 1950 World Cup.
Oh, you know what? They were a host that year. I'm looking at hosts. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
God bless football.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, wait a minute. All right, here's the results. Here's the results.
Yeah.
Uruguay won, Italy, France, and Brazil. So the host nation often wins. Qatar will stop that streak dead in its tracks. But yeah, now I'm looking at results.
When have the host teams won?
Okay, first place game. All right, you know what?
Rolling. Hold on.
I was totally wrong. Right. Okay, the first four World Cup winners in this order: Uruguay, Italy, Uruguay.
Yeah, that's what Billy said.
Okay,
Steve Martin.
Was right. Okay. All right, I sit corrected.
So Uruguay is back.
That's right. They're due, though. Won two of the first four. Got to get that momentum back.
Uh-huh. Uncle Mo.
What would Uruguay's nickname be? What is the main product in Uruguay? Papayas? I don't know what they sell. With.
I don't know. Don't. Oh, my God.
God bless football.
We love you, Uruguay.
All right, so we're all putting a little future flyer on the United States to win the entire thing. Great odds. We're getting great odds.
Yeah,
plus 10,000. Yeah,
I'm in.
Okay, we're in.
Yep.
All right, good. Billy, you ready to get to a guy who actually knows thing or two about
his
soccer?
Information can't be better than my dad's. I don't believe it. It just can't be.
No, it won't be more entertaining. I promise you.
All right, let's quiz him on when Uruguay won the World Cup and see if you know that. That'll test him right off the bat.
Thanks, Dad.
All right, so we're through the group stages. We have our quarterfinals, or I guess our Sweet 16 set, right? And next week we are betting USA over Wales. I am taking the over in that game and the United States. Okay,
do you have someone scoring a hat trick?
I do have someone scoring a hat trick in any game, right? In any game.
Yeah,
I'm taking that as well. Okay. Someone on the United States will score a hat trick in any game. Those are my big plays, and the United States to win the entire thing. If I was to take a flyer on a second team to win the entire thing, I'd probably go with like Portugal.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know why, but team that popped into my mind when I was rambling there. All right. Well, this has been great. So an eighth World Cup podcast that Metalark didn't ask for, but we're delivering anyway. And we're going to go to Chris Felica, the Bear, from College Game Day, who oddly knows way more about soccer than college football. It's the strangest thing I have ever heard. He's credible. He loves the game. If a game is being played, Felica's betting on it. That's all I can tell you. And he is betting a lot on soccer. God bless football, Chris.
God bless football, Stugatz.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. When there's a sporting event, Chris Felica the Bear is betting on that event, said event. But you're big into soccer. Like, you love soccer, correct? So you're big into this World Cup here.
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, like, it kind of snuck up on me a little bit just because of the football season. And I didn't get as prepared as early as I would have liked to have. But yeah, I'm ready to go. I thought for the longest time, because of the timing on the calendar, that this World Cup could produce a couple of weird, fluky results because it'd be right in the middle of the club league season with some teams and players playing. But the more and more I look, I mean, Brazil is the team to beat. Like, some people like Argentina, some people like France, but you look at what Brazil has up front, and unlike France, who is kind of decimated by injury right now on defense and kind of reshaping their midfield, Brazil doesn't concede. Like, their back line is so good. They haven't won in a while. There is some pressure, obviously, always on them to win, but I think of all the potential favorites out there, Brazil is certainly the team to beat. And people are always asking about Team USA. People are into them. Like, are they going to get out of the group? And I think it's a coin flip at best. You look at this, the way the schedule breaks down for Team USA. You open with Wales, which is not going to be easy. They're gonna be very hard to break down. Bale up front, Nico Williams in the back. Like, if you don't get at least a point against Wales, and you have to go into the match against England needing at least one or maybe 3 points, that's a rough deal. So I just don't like the way it shook down. If I had to bet, I would say that ultimately you're going to get England, you're going to get Wales coming out of the U.S.'s group.
So Billy and I are doing this thing where we haven't cared about soccer forever on the show, but Chris Whittingham, Mike Ryan, even Dan gets into it a little bit. Yeah. And I pressed them and I said, hey, is this the year for the United States? They said no. So Billy and I have taken the route of, no, this is the year for the United States. They're going to win the fucking World Cup, Bear. Mikey, are you with us? USA is going to win the World Cup.
I mean, I don't even, like, why are we even talking about it? Of course they are.
Yeah. I don't like Bear with his whole fucking whale. He's scared.
Why play
of
the
whales.
Games?
I mean,
why play them?
Just get the image of Kristen Pulisic with the World Cup up there right now. Let's get
boo.
Exactly. Only the U.S. They're winning the whole damn thing. who is this Pulisic guy he's talking about?
Exactly. P.U. Who?
Listen, I'll give you one opportunity. If you want to jump on the USA bandwagon with us, you're more than welcome to, because it sounds like you're taking Argentina or something.
No, I'm rooting for them. I'd love to see them get out of the group and go far. I'm just trying to be a little bit of a realist here and temper expectations, because that's what's going to happen now. People are going to be like, oh, we suck if we don't get out of the group. No, you're in a difficult – you want a team to hop on the bandwagon for? I'll give you one, Serbia. They're like 11-1 to reach the semifinal. They've got a bunch of their under 20 team did really well, and they're really peaking. They got some guys who can attack up front, and they're in a group. They're in the group with Brazil and Switzerland and Cameroon, I think, is the other team. But if they get out of the group, like they go to the other side of the draw, and maybe you play Uruguay or Portugal in the round of 16, then maybe you get like one of the really aging teams like Croatia or Belgium in the quarterfinal. Like Serbia could be the most entertaining team to watch in this tournament outside of like the normal teams that everybody knows.
All right, we'll get you out of here in like 2 minutes, but give me the toughest group here. Who's the toughest group? The group of death.
I don't know if they're I think there are a lot. I think that group that I mentioned with Serbia, Brazil, Cameroon, and Switzerland is a difficult group because the Swiss have a really good team. They don't score a ton of goals. They're going to be hard to score. Like what, even Cameroon is a good side from AFCON. So the third place team, the team that doesn't get out, will be probably a top 15, 20 team in the world still.
So, Bear, how do you bet the World Cup? Are you betting teams to win the entire thing, like Serbia at 11-1? Are you betting individual games? How are you doing this?
Both. Everything. All of the above.
What a ridiculous question. I only asked it because I wanted a few flyers on teams to win the whole thing, mm-hmm. and then we'll get you out of here. Well, and just for next week, I wanted a couple, you know, give us a couple of picks on individual games.
I think if you're looking to beat Brazil, I think Serbia is like 70-1, I think, to win it all. And then you could take a flyer on that. I thought the Netherlands I think they were like 14-1. That price I thought would be a little bit lower. Like they should be shorter than that because they've got obviously a couple of the better defenders in the world with Virgil van Dijk and Ake in the back line. They got a kid, Denzel Dumfries, who plays on the wing at the midfield, who is fantastic with crosses. You've got a Mateus Delight is there. Memphis Depay is one of the most prolific goal scorers in the world. And the good thing with the Netherlands, like if they win their group, they're going to get the second place team from the U.S.'s group. Mm-hmm. So like it could be U.S., it could be Wales. That's a pretty good draw for them.
Probably England, though, right? I mean,
of course, U.S. is winning the group. So thank you for correcting me on that.
You got it.
So like if you're looking for like Serbia is like your super deep long shot, and like Netherlands is kind of like your mid shot to win it all. But no, I would. Here's the bet that I think you have to make.
Okay.
You have to bet Messi to win the Golden Ball.
Wow.
Which is the best player. Because, look, it's
thank you for explaining what the Golden Ball means, because Mikey A and I needed that. Thank you. Okay.
You're
that's
welcome.
The best player in the tournament.
Yeah. Not Golden
Tee.
Not Golden Tee, the golf game where you'd have the trackball and you're rolling it in the arcade. But it's going to be the ultimate sentimental vote. He's the best player of our generation. It's his final World Cup. If Argentina has remotely close to the tournament that people think that they can have, he's going to win. And I saw prices out there at like plus 550 or so for him to do it. Like that is an incredible price on Messi to win that. Like the only way, unless he gets hurt, if they somehow don't make it out of the group, like that's the only way I see Messi not winning, or Kylian Mbappe or Neymar or something going crazy. Which I don't, but I think Messi at five and a half to one is like an insane price to win.
You're basically saying if they just get there and win the thing, with him doing nothing, they'll give him the Golden Ball.
Correct.
Right?
See, it was like the Eric Crouch Heisman year, like the Lifetime Achievement Award in college football. Four great years, give him the Heisman Trophy, go out and lose by 90 to Miami in the Rose Bowl.
So we started a podcast called God Bless Football. Right, it's done very very well. So Billy and I decided to start another podcast called God Bless Football. And and here's the problem. And Mikey A noticed this. The Bear knows too much. Like, he knows players' names. He knows how to pronounce their names. He knows the name of their MVP trophy. He knows way too much, except he doesn't know the United States of America is winning the entire thing. That's the only thing.
Well, that's why I need you and Mike.
Yes. We might ask you to come back and do this again, just for soccer, okay? Let's get him out of here. He's got meetings. He's got things that pay him, you know? Have a great time in Montana this week. Say hi to all the guys for me, and we might call you again for some soccer talk, okay?
Absolutely. Whenever, bud.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. It was the original light beer, and to this day, it's still the best one. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff you don't. And listen, the NBA playoffs are here. I cannot tell you how many times I have drowned my sorrows because of the New York Knicks, and I've drowned them in ice-cold Miller Lights. But hopefully, there is hope. This year, I'll be celebrating my New York Knickerbockers. How about that? Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. The original light beer since 1975. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.